To CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live in studio with Sundays. Hello. Woo. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. So thanks for coming out. Do you guys want to just quickly introduce yourself, maybe, to Radioland folks out there?
Go ahead, Paul.
All right, I'll start off. I'm Paul. I'm the lead singer and the bassist and keyboardist.
I'm Aaron, and I'm keyboardist and bassist and guitarist. Go ahead, Rob.
My name is Rob, and I play the guitar.
Aiden.
I'm Aiden. I play the drums.
Aiden. He plays the drums.
Did you hear that, anybody?
In case the overheads weren't on.
We did. So you guys are from Edmonton, and you guys started like a couple years ago as a band.
Accurate.
Do you want to?
That's all correct.
Yeah.
And have you guys played together before in a different band, or how does that
Well, Rob and I, Rob is actually the newest member of the Whit Sundays. We play in a band called Fonts together.
Okay.
And this lineup, actually, of the Whit Sundays is a little bit different than it was last year, a couple of years ago when we started. Aiden is our second newest member. He's the drummer, as we just mentioned a little while ago there. Aaron and I have been pretty much in it since the beginning. The other few members, there's a member that joins us once in a while named Lyle Bell. He plays in a band called Shout Out 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 Out.
Right.
And he used to be the bass player, but now he's just going to add some extra psychedelia, you know, when he can make it.
Right. Okay. So with the changes a little bit here and there, has the band sound changed a bit since?
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what, you know, if you're playing the same songs, like every musician adds something, and so the sound is a little bit more maybe true to the original album now, everybody's just sort of, you know, clicking really well. I like this lineup a lot.
Oh, very awesome. And you guys are in the middle of a tour, obviously.
Sort of
just
a small one. We're going to Portland tomorrow. The Doug Fir, and then back to Vancouver again on Saturday.
Very nice. Have you guys been to... I went to Portland pretty much for my first time last week.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a great city.
Yeah. So, nice. So you guys been? And I heard good things about it.
I think we've all been individually, except for Aiden.
Yeah. The Whit Sundays haven't played there yet.
No.
But,
no. But
last summer, Rob and I played there with Fonts.
And I heard you playing the Doug Fir, and I actually didn't go to it, but everybody told me to go check it out, which I didn't, because there's no show there. But
yeah, it's like the raddest venue in town. It's really great.
That's what I heard. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So you're going... so driving's for like six hours or 7 hours.
Yeah, five or six, I think.
So yeah,
I've only been to the Hollow Scene there. It's a pretty good club too.
Right,
but never done first.
And then after that, you're driving back to play in town here.
Yeah, at the Biltmore. We're opening up for Barren Heaven.
Okay, very nice. And that's on Saturday. On Sunday.
That's correct.
Good.
It's a great band.
And you guys have recently have a new release. Is that what the tour is about? Promoting it a little bit.
Yeah, we just released an album May 4th called Saul. Mm-hmm. It's the newest album. And our goal this tour is to sell out of our last three copies.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It wasn't like we started with a million copies.
We're supporting three new albums right now. So.
Three copies of a new album right now.
Yeah.
If you want to get technical, but...
So yeah, that came out, and you've been playing songs mostly from that album, or just a mismatch of things?
Mismatch.
Yeah. Things you like.
Songs that are not on either album.
Are your sets pretty much, does it change a lot, depending on what you play, or just how you feel?
A little bit. Like
it?
We sometimes stay away from some of the slower numbers if people want to party.
Right.
We throw them in there when we think they'll go over.
Okay. Awesome.
We're going to do them tonight since people might actually make out at home to them.
They always do.
Yeah.
It's one of those. That's what you do on radio. Whit Sundays, live on CITR, and you guys have more songs for us.
This next one is called Falling Over. It's on our first self-titled album.
I gotta know if I should die. Would you go running for my life? Now that I'm falling over all the time, I want you back before I die. If you're waiting for me to say I'm wrong. Should I? Would you go running for my life? should die. Would you go running for my life? Now that I've been falling over all the time, I want you back before I die. Would you go running for my life? You and I falling over all the time, I want you back.
New song, this is called You Fell For It.
I wrote this song, it's about suburban culture. I wrote it when I was mowing the lawns. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
with Sundays on CITR. That sounded great, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, for as long as I remember, in Vancouver, street vendors, when they serve food, they can only serve hot dogs. So recently, they introduced like a beta system where they're giving around 20 or 30 vendors. They can pretty much serve anything. Most cities, you know, like Toronto or whatever, they, you know, you can have like tacos or whatever on the sidewalks. But Vancouver, only hot dogs. The reason I mentioned this has like nothing to do with anything else. Was the first time I met you guys, really, was in Austin for South by Southwest. And we're lining up at Kebabo King? No, Kebabalicious? Do you remember that?
It was called Kebabalicious.
Kebabalicious. And was it Kebabalicious?
No, actually, it was... it wasn't. Yeah, Sheena and I had this conversation. I think she coined it Kebaba Okay. Or Kebaba Half Decent.
Kebaba Decent.
So, yeah, the
Kebaba,
story...
Kebaba, if you're drunk, it'll do.
Yeah, it'll do, yeah. So the thing about it, I think we were walking, we wanted some, yeah, I forgot what we wanted fries or something, and then we walked by it, and then these two guys are yelling at us saying, you gotta try this, this is like the best, it's like the best thing ever, and then the lineup took forever, but I guess it's self-buy, but it ended up, it was good, we got to talk,
yeah,
we got a lineup.
Yeah. It's a vivid memory for me, it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
we became friends that night.
Yeah, absolutely. How was Austin for you?
It was great. I mean, our shows were good. We're still kind of the fresh version of this new lineup.
Right.
So we went down there.
Without
and
Rob.
We feel like we've grown like since then. But we had a blast. We thought we played well. Our shows went well. And,
right. Was that the first time you played in South By? Or?
It was. Yeah.
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 Have you been to South By before, just as a fan?
No, I had never been, yeah. I was thoroughly, thoroughly impressed with that festival.
It was pretty impressive.
Highly recommend it to anybody else.
Yeah, it was just, compared to a lot of other things, it's just so crazy, like people everywhere. What impressed you the most about...
Volume, just the volume of everything.
I just I like how everything was so condensed.
Right.
Like, you could basically... You know, look at any band you wanted to see, wanted to go to, and you were sure to get into the venue, and you knew that it was going to be like a 5-minute walk or less.
Right. Yeah.
So it was great. Yeah.
So yeah, that was good.
I liked how they blocked off the streets too. It was
that's a good
Mardi Gras for indie musicians or something.
Yeah, it's really close. A lot of the things, and you can just walk everywhere. And so are you gonna maybe do it again this year? Who knows?
I think we're basing our musical careers around South by Southwest.
And it was so peaceful there, too. Everyone was just so, sweet. Like, there was no violence inherent to it.
One thing, though, I should point out, like, the cab system is backwards.
Like, I didn't take a tab.
If the light is on, it means that it's not in service.
Oh!
So, like, I had to walk all the way home one night. Like, I kept trying to hail taxis that had people in them.
I didn't take a cab. I was told that I can't take a cab. And I keep walking around, keep seeing all these lights as available. But, okay, so they aren't.
Yeah, I had a long walk. It was...
At least I didn't try to hail. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I'm glad I had that kebab early.
Yeah, good thing you did. What was I going to say? So, you did that, and, well, recently you did it. You played Staten Island, did you? Did you not?
Yeah, we did. Yep. That was... great as well.
That was fun, yeah. And just a quick drive down for you guys.
Yeah.
From
our neighbor.
How do you... Is there a big difference between Calgary and Edmonton in terms of just musically?
It would be hard to say with any accuracy, except for that for some reason, Calgary seems to like us more than Edmonton does.
Oh, really?
We play down in Calgary more than we play in Edmonton.
Yeah, it's not that Edmonton doesn't like us. It's just that we've been getting some really good opportunities in Calgary.
Right.
And, you know, we can always take them because it's just 3 hours.
Right, right, right. So would you actually just go play a show and then drive back home?
We usually stay over because we have lots of friends there and stuff. But
you don't even think about it. Just think of it as
it's another
show
Edmonton.
In a suburb.
Yeah, like so far in Calgary, we played like Virgin Fest, Two Sled Islands, like playing with the Black Lips. We played a CBC recording thing. Like we just get lots of cool
opening shows, opening shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah, it's nice that it's so easy to get down there. And
I think there's just more venues there, too. Mm-hmm,
right.
That's another thing.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But, I mean, Edmonton is coming around. We don't want to crap on it too hard.
Yeah, I'm not crapping on Edmonton.
We got to give a shout out to SOS Fest in Edmonton, which we played 2 weeks ago, which shut down the whole street.
Yeah, 4,000 people to see local bands.
It's awesome. Oh, nice. So we're getting our stuff together.
Any really good local band that you think no one has really heard of yet that we should keep an eye out for from Edmonton?
I just met this guy named Dylan, who is a part of Kuman Plaza, and he has stuff that's featured on Pitchfork, and he's in high school.
Oh.
So it's kind of weird. So I'm wondering if when I sub at Ross Shep if I'm going to run into him, because it'd be really funny. Yeah, he's going to be doing some cool stuff. He's working with the Normal Welcome guys from Shout-out. But keep your eye out for him. Kuman Plaza.
Oh, very nice. And you guys, Wit Sundays from Edmonton, Alberta, and you have more songs for us.
Indeed. This song is called Let's Be Bored. It's off of the new album, Saul, which came out May 4th. All right. Thank you.
This next one's off our first record, off our self-titled album, and this is called The Ways of the Sweet Talking Boys.
Oh, yeah. You know she'd love every sweet talking boy except the ones who tell her lies. You know she'd love every sweet talking boy, but that doesn't mean she'd recognize of the sweet talking boy.
Silent way. know they'll be silent when the wind blows, silent in the wind.
Next song is another one off our new album. It's called Monkey on My... There's a Monkey on My Back. I hope you enjoy it. And before we start this one, I just want to... say hi to my grandma, because I think she's listening to this right now. Hey, grandma. Good jam today.
Lonely orchid organ grinder.
Kick things up a notch. This is our last song as well too.
off of my cloud. I keep trying, but until I see something true, I'll just stay here wandering around. Thank you.
The Wit Sundays on CITR. Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Yeah,
thanks. Yeah, thank
Sounded
you very
great.
Much.
The Your website is myspace.com/thewitsundays.
That's correct.
You can do a quick search on that on the internet. And you are playing at the Biltmore on Saturday.
That's correct.
Do you know if it's an early show or not? Or?
It will be for us because we're opening up, but I don't know when the, I don't know, rock okay, o'clock,
awesome.
I guess.
And the album, Saul, is available everywhere, pretty much.
iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes and record stores can order it in free if they don't have it.
Awesome. Thanks again for coming. Have fun in Portland.
Thank
at
you.
At the Duck
Fur. Yeah.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Thanks
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I'd like to thank Sheena for coming in and helping with hosting.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. She's done a lot more than that for us. She's
yeah.
a really nice girl.
Yeah, we
awesome.
Love her.
She's awesome. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Also awesome is Evan and Irene sound extraordinary.
Yeah, totally. These
tonight.
Guys were awesome. And
yeah.
Bronwyn was around.
Awesome. Yes, that's right. Come up next, Hypnotic Groove on CITR. Okay, bye.
And, you know, Matthew Deere and, yeah, the list goes on.
Fantastic, that's great. I've been down there, it's always a great evening. And I was down there for Noah Pred about a month ago. I think, was it a month ago now?
Yeah, just the beginning of October.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun down there. So get down there, it's this Saturday night. We've got some tickets to give away, and we're going to combine that with the fun drive that's going on. This is where the general public of Vancouver, who listen to our station, who may have listened to it in the past, they all get together and they donate money to us so we can continue to be on the air. And the number to call is 604-822-8648, and that's UBC Unit. And they're taking pledges all the time now. We're on for the next 2 weeks. The drive lasts that long. And if you can give generously, it's a very good cause indeed. It enables you to listen to an hour of minimal techno, which is surely worth donating for. So let's get back to some music, and we'll see you in a bit.